mare can help the on the light. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we enter the stage 2 silent retreat. From now onward, you have to be more serious. So the first stage is more to cater for a more relaxed type of retreat environment where it can be more conducive for more Dhamma to be learned. Because meditation is about understanding. Like I always explain, you have not understood, you do without understanding, then there will be not much effect. But the moment you understand the Dhamma clearly and know what meditation is and how to develop them, then it cuts short your journey by a lot. Okay? So now we have gone through that phase. Now we enter the second phase where we go into serious practice. So it's just like our aim. You turn to first page, the aim. The program was prepared to allow participants to settle down until the end. The program was prepared to allow participants to settle down slowly into the retreat proper. We are a less stringent first session, means 22nd of March to 26th. This is where we just concluded, where more Dhamma understanding will be emphasized, followed by a more stringent second session from now onward, where noble silence and diligent meditative cultivation will be emphasized. So try not to talk. You can silent anything, hand sign, otherwise write. Ask question also write. We see how it goes. Ask question, maybe you can speak. So now I will brief you on the training and the revise of the program. So 4 to 5:30 briefing by Brother Teo for second session retreat participant. Review of retreat format to emphasize on the importance of cultivating noble silence and the continuous heedfulness cultivation for serious cultivator. So with that, hopefully, this last 3.5 days of proper silent retreat can bring about good causes and conditions for you all to really insight into phenomena, to realize the profound wisdom of what the Buddha tried to share with you. There is the three universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state, and non-self. These universal characteristics, they are inherent in all phenomena throughout the entire existence. So if you can develop that insight, that wisdom can help you break the fetters of sakkayadity. Then you can become noble ones. And this insight can only come about when you have trained your mind to be completely heedful or silent. So you need to have patience to maintain this noble silence. Then as you continue until it becomes a flow, then one day, or when the condition is there, you will suddenly awaken. It can be either first turning, second turning, or third turning. So that is the reason why you try not to talk. Then what we will do is, in order to save time for what they call washing and all those things, since there are less of us, only about 20 or 21, we will make sure that each and every one of us clean up our own dishes. Not dishes, I think your own spoon or yeah, before. Oh, you want duty roster. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, okay. Oh, okay. Okay, because I was thinking, try not to get too many people involved. If we skip the washing, everybody wash themselves, then we only need to take care of this meditation hall and corridor. This one is easy, because this one I can incorporate into meditation. You do your cleaning, silent mind, develop mindfulness, and so on. Then each and every one of us wash is very fast, I think. Huh? But 20 over anyone, some finish early, you go and wash first, and so on. Don't all crowd there, and so on. You go and wash first. Last time, big crowd, that's very difficult, everybody waiting there, and so on. But if you finish, you wash. You go and clear whatever food pellets, then all those that you have to clear, then empty plate, you very fast one, because there are two of the basin. One is just put in and just first round, then there is a hot water second round, I think. So that pun is about at least 3 persons can sit around or wash simultaneously. So 6 or 3. 3 times 6 or 3 times 7. So some go early, some go a bit late. And you have enough time. You have enough time. You try to do it yourself. So those who finish early, go early. Those who finish late, go late. So you adjust. Then after that, when it comes to the meditation hall, whoever assigned the duty by Ying Bi and Mi Feng, you just take it as a meditation process. So do everything with mindfulness, understand? Then you can have time to sit and walk, contemplate and develop all those understanding. Then that will be better. Otherwise, if you have to assign duty to washing plate and all those things, then you come out, your mindfulness disrupted unless you are already established in that ability to retain that stable mindfulness. So I leave it to you all. If you all want to go duty roster, you go. But my suggestion is avoid the washing so that each and everyone just wash ourselves. Then for Mrs. Ho, we can help her. Somebody can help her. My wife also can help. You can help. Sadhu. Sister Lian. Sadhu. Thank you so much. All this will make it easier, more conducive for you all. Okay, that part finished. So the program, there is some adjustment in program now. After today's dinner, you have 6 to 6:30 of rest and clean up or do whatever you want. Then after that, you're supposed to have sitting, walking, followed by daily mindfulness training. Via the usual bowing, standing, lying down or walking. Or down, lying down, in contemplation. Means you either stand, walk, or lie down, do the meditation. If you walk and stand, you can do reflection, contemplation. Then evening chanting to strengthen the spiritual faculty. I think this one you just have to develop the faith very strongly. When we chant with understanding. So this one we have the simple chanting. Only today have evening chanting. After today, no more. We will have the usual short Theravada chanting. So after food, after you rest, I think better to chant first. So switch the two programs. Chant first, then only sit and walk. Then you will have enough time. Then after that, 8 to 9:15. Half an hour meditation, followed by Q&A. So technically, you got enough time to meditate. Because 7:30 to 8 o'clock, We change to 6:30 to 7 o'clock. 6:30 to 7 o'clock, the evening chanting. What is it? Yeah, after that only meditation. You switch the two program. So 6:30 to 7 is evening chanting. Then 7 to 8 is meditation. Then after that, another half an hour meditation. Followed by Q&A, come Dhamma discussion and sharing. If you want to cut short the meditation, you let me know. Because some may want to sit longer and do the contemplation reflection. Or what we can do is, we can have the other way around. Q&A first. Then towards the end, before the closing, we do our meditation also can. Okay. We see how it goes. The half an hour meditation is actually optional. If you got enough Q&A and discussion topic, then we will actually start at 8 to do that. Okay, next day, the routine is slightly different now. As usual, 5:45 you get ready, then 6:15 you come into the meditation hall. Then we have morning puja and exercise. Exercise is simple mindfulness exercise. You have your this, what they call 600 ml water bottle. You take two, one hand one. Then you can do the weight, muscle. Then you can have a feel of it. Then I can explain a little bit more. Well, the muscle is very good. Your different movement exercise different muscle. So there's six types of movement. Exercise all your muscle inside your hand. So as you strengthen your muscle, it will actually improve your muscle mass. There is such thing as a muscle mass index. So it will improve your health too. Okay, then after that, you can go for breakfast. So morning puja followed by exercise. Then I think you can after that have 15 minutes of sitting, then you go for breakfast. Because morning puja very short, exercise also very short. You can have half an hour sitting actually. We got 45 minutes. Yes, we find out tomorrow. Then after that, 7:30 to 8:30, you have breakfast and you rest. Then opening puja, again simple one. Oh, you all want morning chanting or not? Okay, better lah, strengthen your faith, okay, and reflection. Then after that, formal sitting and walking. Then Q&A, okay, this one is okay. Then lunch, 12 o'clock. Okay, then after that, rest, 12:30 to 1:30. Then formal meditation, 1:30 to 4 o'clock. Okay, this will be good. So the formal meditation, you can do a few things. Sitting, walking, contemplation, lying down. Then you maintain what they call heedfulness. You have to stabilize your heedfulness or your mindfulness so that your mind is most of the time very quiet, silent, and fully aware within. Then after that, 4 to 5:30, again, Q&A. Then we review your meditation report to deepen the proper understanding of the cultivation. Then after that, dinner as usual, rest, then come back, evening chanting again. I think we do the evening chanting. We swap again, the two. Then after that, meditation. Okay, that will be the next 3 days program. Then the last day is almost very short. We just have our morning puja, morning chanting, Then we will have breakfast at 7:15. Huh? Oh, sorry. Before that, you can have a formal meditation. Huh? Sitting and walking. No need exercise. Huh? Last day, no need exercise. Then we go for breakfast. Then 8 to 10:30, we have a simple closing ceremony. Yeah? Then after that, this closing ceremony, we don't have to offer the payment to the temple. Yeah? When do you offer the check? The check, the payment to the temple, when? Tomorrow. Oh, like that, we do it on the last day, Kala. If the Sufu is back, then need to do early, you let us know. Then we arrange some time. We want Sufu to rejoice. Also parents. And thank him for everything that he has done for us. The facilities are all very good. And we had a good retreat. Okay. That one we see their timing. Then lunch is 10:30. Then by 11, we should get ready to leave. Lunch and quick packing. Because Ingby did suggest if we go back early, at least they all have responsibility for the household. You don't reach there too late. Even end of school holiday, got to prepare many things. So we need to be 11 o'clock sharp if we can. So that at least when the bus moves, latest 11:15 or what, then we can reach back hopefully by 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock latest. So that you got some time to catch up with your household responsibility and plan for your children and whatever thing that you need to take care of. Yes. Yeah, I will try to cut short the closing ceremony because we have 2.5 hours. I save 1/2 hour for you. So 10 o'clock we stop, then you go and pack and do whatever. Get ready, everything. Okay or not? Mifong? Okay or not? If I stop 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30, you do your cleaning, packing, everything. Then we have 1/2 hour to eat. Normally you take about 20 minutes. So we should be okay. So I change it to 8 to 10, the closing ceremony. We have most of the things we already covered today. Yes. No, the lunch is 10:30. 10 to 10:30, you should do it. Yes or no? We already told them in the lunch 10:30, last day. So if lunch is 10:30, I stop at 10. 10 to 10:30, you pack and clean. 1/2 hour should be enough. Because day to day, you make sure it's tidy. Then very fast on. Any other issue or not? Duty. We wash our own dish, but the meditation hall one follow the schedule. And the toilet. Follow your schedule. But we will do it by tying into the meditation. Means they have to do silent and mindful. No need to rush. So you have more time. 1.5 hour, you can use 1/2 hour to wash or whatever. Then in between the lunch break, you've got some time. So as long as you maintain noble silence, then you do it mindfully. It's very different, I tell you. It's very different from like what I saw. Everybody like very rushed out there. But when you learn how to be mindful, it's very different. You know how to mop or not. Your mind and the mop move as one. Then your hand move on, also you're aware. It can be fast when you're already stable. I can do very fast and yet I'm mindful. I can talk, I can see, I can perceive everything very fast. Because I don't have that thing to cloud me. I don't have the mundane mind to cloud me. Who is you? Hey, better make sure she is not locked there. No lock, huh? Oh, not locked, huh? Is she locked inside the room? Yeah, I think locked inside the room, cannot come out. Some more handphone. Next time, be a bit concerned, huh? Yeah. That day I also forgot I locked Sui An in. But that one was, I think, is different. Because you know why? I decide not to lock the door. Then I come and take water. We are so near. After take water, I will go back and put the water, then I lock. But I didn't know he went in and take bath. So when I went in, no sound. So I come out, I lock. Then after that, one Kayanamita lady came, where they were, Sui An won the key. Huh? Sui An won the key. Oh, then I knew he must be inside. He said, luckily got a small window on the door. You open the small window, you can talk to people. That's why the temporary spot must be a lot of people locked inside before. Yes. I know, 29, he told me. No problem. Yes, after lunch, no problem. We will take note of that. Yeah, no problem. We'll take note of that. Can, no problem. Oh, sorry, we locked you out. Yeah, sorry. Oh, no wonder. Yeah. So sorry about trapping you. I think here is quite safe. Unless you got valuable, then you keep it properly. Actually, the best is last person lock. But sometimes we don't know. Like say last minute walk in, then go and take bath. Inside there quiet. Because you are sitting on the toilet board. Yeah, better. Because you got nothing. Like that better. No, the other way to do it is leave the key somewhere, common one. So whoever want to go in, then put the key back. So everybody who want to go in, take the key. So that fellow won't be locked. Oh, no key. Oh, that's it. Oh, okay. So we resolve our whatever program. Anything else? So that we can go direct into silent retreat meditation. Tonight dinner. Oh yeah, I forgot to announce. Very important announcement. See, Sui An just told me before I start, I forgot. Eliza. She was very generous, very kind. She said she don't get the time and the turn to share. Actually, she got something to share. But she told Sui An, don't worry, I will sponsor tonight's dinner. We sadhu her. Sadhu. So all the sponsored money will go to the common pool. Then we donate it out. Understand? So you all have more wholesomeness. So these are the way. Kayanamita fund can actually also help in many ways. Then we see how it goes. If still got surplus or what, we may decide to allocate a small amount or some amount to both the Tuesday class and Kaya, Tuesday and Thursday class Kaya Mitra Fund, so that you all get to participate in the Tuesday and Thursday class Kaya Mitra Fund as well. Like some who have not joined our class so often, they may not know about it, they have not contributed to it. Then those from other style also, I don't think they really know about the fund. So all this, they can partake because it is from our common pool. We donate back. Means we do meritorious dana from the common fund of this retreat back to Kayana Mitra Fund. And then all meritorious action of all the wholesomeness that Kayana Mitra Fund, which you do throughout the year, you all will get to share and participate. So this is how it can help you. The purpose of Kayana Mitra Fund is just to help you to have this very unique parami, to partake in certain type of dhamma activity that other fund cannot do. Like all the printing of my notes, for the stamp, then for the book, then all the pen that we use. Then last time I think some of the, what they call, all this recording system and all those things, we also use that fund, but some they donate. They donate to a Thursday class fund, donate to Tuesday class, and so on. Then of course, there are other wholesome activities that we also do. We also donate to quite a number of occasions. Like last year, every year we will donate to what they call WAVE. WAVE, you know, WAVE print a lot of books, a lot of very wholesome parami. So WAVE, the gift of truth, we are printing a book donation, you get to partake. So all those who are part of the Kayana Mitra group, who supported the Kayana Mitra Fund, they will also partake. Then we also come to know that they also do year-end katina to many, many places. India, Nepal, Thailand, Burma. I think many places, you look at the newsletter, you will know. Then we can actually benefit, rejoice, and pave the way for Kayana Mitra Fund to have more and more wholesomeness that can help you all to progress along the path of Dhamma. Then we also in between, like Achalo retreat, we Kayana Mitra Fund also donate. Then sometimes when we travel to Thailand or what, then certain occasion, Sui An will ask me, then sometimes disaster or what, Tsuji or something, we also donate. Then whatever wholesomeness that we can do, we donate. I think last 2-3 years we supported Anandagiri. Anandagiri Achan Achalo's temple. I think we all through Kayana Mitra Fund also donated quite a bit. And Kayana Mitra also donated. Then Wat Na Long there also, I think through Sui An and Mi Fong, to the nuns and all things. So it is a very unique fund that can actually do all this wholesomeness. And we do with understanding. We do with the understanding that these are sincere Kayana Mitras who walk the path of Dhamma. So normally I'm very careful with this fund. If something that I'm not sure, I will not do any donation towards it. Then if it's something that is not appropriate or conducive, I will also not recommend and do. But so far so good. Brother Sui An and some Kayana Mitra have been giving me some good suggestions. Then I said, no problem, go ahead, we do. Then every year also, our whatever year end, normally they already like a routine, not like an annual affair. I told you just now the year end celebration of birthday. It's not that I want to celebrate birthday, but they have made it a tradition for the last 9 years, I think, non-stop. And every year is more and more Kalyanamitta. Then that one is just to actually arise the condition for all Kalyanamitta to have that gathering. We call it the gathering of Kalyanamittas. And it brings forth a lot of what they call wholesomeness, because they see the joy. Then they are motivated. Especially the new one who come. They have never seen every one that I met, most of the new one, after they attend, they tell me, "Oh, brother, your Kalyanamitta group is so different." And everyone is like very motivated. So this is what I told them, if we can bring about such wholesomeness for people to express their gratitude, to rejoice, then to interact, then Kalyanamitta can create that harmony and wholesomeness through dialogue with each other, communication with each other. So all these are very wholesome. Then they will feel motivated because everyone is so sincere. And they can see it for themselves. Then they have this confidence. Then they are willing to come and help and all those things. So to encourage, to motivate, and to do whatever possible for each and other to progress along the path of Dhamma is very wholesome. Understand? So these are what Kalyanamitta fund and the so-called thing will do. Then during this dinner, normally if there is any surplus, not much, but any surplus, they will donate to Kalyanamitta fund again. Understand? Then every year they make it a point to, they will buy something and offer on behalf of Kalyanamitta to me. Understand? So you partake that offering. Understand? That offering is that is offered to me. Means this form in mind, you partake. And that one is very different. A lot of people don't know. You may think, sadhu, sadhu. But the effect is different. So if you understand your faith, then you determine. Very powerful. When you have already cultivated, when you have already built up the resolve to determine to keep all those precepts, then you do all the meritorious action. And where is the whiteboard? Oh, God. Sorry. That already very, very wholesome, no? Full of what they call blessings. And your nature already is slightly different. Mundane-wise is one of the high ones already. Understand? You can do this as a mundane puttujana. Your nature is very good already, I tell you. But if you, at the same time, on top of this, you can cultivate and develop heedfulness, you will definitely become enlightened, I tell you. Because this base, listening to Dhamma, straightening your view, then making aspiration and all things, then rejoicing, they are a very fertile field of merit. Then you already very sincere with the spiritual faculty, sattā, virya. Then you develop sati. Then you make aspiration. Then during that time, anything you do, even the 10 meritorious action, dana or listening to the Dhamma, the merits and blessing that come is very different. No? It depends on your cultivation. When your cultivation reach another level, the effect is different. Sometimes, of course, these people give you example. You donate to 1/5 precept fellow, is equal to donation to 1,000 don't keep precept one. Then you donate to 1/8 precept fellow, is equivalent to donate 1,000 5 preceptor fellow. But it's not like that one. Merit not like that one. What they say has a little bit of truth, understand? More virtuous. But you have to be careful. No? Some 5 preceptor could be a lot more virtuous than the 8 preceptor. No? The 8 preceptor that don't really get the understanding of how to cultivate. You 10 precept, 8 precept also no different. No? But compared to the 5 precept one, if he really cultivated, I tell you, whatever he do, his wholesomeness and action very different from even the 8 and 10 precepts. Sometimes even monk also cannot beat them, understand? Because they really, really cultivate and they have the Dhamma. So these are the lay people who keep the 5 precepts, but they are very different. No? So you cannot just say, wow, textbook say, no. Then every time say, wow, I must donate or make offering to 8 precepts, 10 precepts or whatever. So if you do that without understanding, you become gullible because offering is from the heart, understand? When you got condition to do, you should do, understand? If you are not ready, no condition, let things be. So all this is you do because there is condition to do. And then it is not out of greed, understand? And then that offering or that dana has a lot more power than when you do because you say this one higher merit, so I want to offer to this one. Understand? Then means what? You not understanding the Dhamma means you never look at condition. You have the greed to do, understand? But if condition means what? Somebody tell you, hey, there is this monk coming, very good, like Acha Ananawan. Then you say, oh, this monk I heard before. Okay, I go with you. That is condition, understand? Then if let's say you haven't heard Acha Ananawan, who is he? Oh, he's Achalo's teacher. Then according to Rajdeo, he read, he's a very good one. Or then you decide to go. And that one also condition, understand? Or you can pay the way for others. You say, you free or not? I take you, Brother Theo, class. That is also very wholesome, understand? Then if there is condition, then they will come. If no condition, then nothing happens. Just like how Stephanie, through her patient, managed to get her long-time friend, Bijin, to come. She herself cried, you know, Bijin, and thanked Stephanie for all the kind and genuine, sincere intention. Because she never knew what Stephanie was trying to get her to attend to until this retreat. She was full of joy and she burst in tears just now before she left. She came and see me. She said, well, dear, thank you so much. I said, you should thank Stephanie. He said, yeah, I know. He very, very, very sincere, very patient. He said he rejected Stephanie many, many times, you know, because he put career number one. Okay. So now, what is our program? I supposed to brief you for how long? Wow, 4 to 5:30. We still have 1 hour. No? Okay, I think you meditate for a while. Hey, no. This one is... Oh, yeah, correct. Page 5. Oh, then we are 4 to 5:30. How come I got Q&A? We have a meditate, Oh, yeah. I look at the wrong page. Sorry, page 5. Yeah, this one. This one don't have. That's why cannot be, Oh, also 1.5 hour. Review or retreat format finish, to emphasize on the important or noble silence. That one I finish, Except the sister came in late. I think I repeat this a bit, Noble silence is very important. Means you not only don't talk, understand? That is the beginning. Then you try not to chat also, understand? Because through awareness you will know one when you chat. Then when you comment, you will know one. Then you're supposed to be heedful, understand? Silent. Then you tell yourself how to trace why the mind continue habitually to comment, chat, and all those things. So silent retreat, you can develop wisdom. You can slow everything down, especially your mind. It's because in a retreat, you got no more worldly duty, understand? You can just tell your mind, this one, no need to think. After retreat, I attend. You need to remember, write on a piece of paper. Finish. Then every thought come, you through heedfulness, you see. Then you tell the thought. No need to think. Understand? Nothing to do with retreat. Nothing to do with training of mind. If you do this, it become a new conditioning, a new habitual way of living life. Understand? Then, this heedless thinking, very funny, you know. Every time you are able to do that, it loses its momentum. Then you cannot, like last time I used this analogy. The momentum will make you habitual until the thinking become continuous. But if you stop it off and on, then you need more momentum to move. So to move with no momentum, you need more force and energy. So the mind will learn how to, like, silent. Where you say, nothing to do with retreat, nothing to do with training mind. Tell the thought, don't disturb me or don't come. Then this new conditioning will allow you to have heedfulness and mindfulness to see what are appropriate thought before right thought, no, appropriate thought. Then if it's not worth thinking, you're not supposed to think, you just tell the thought, no, not this type of thought. If the thought that is useful, you need to arise so that you can develop some form of understanding. And then you arise it. Because sometimes you have a problem to solve. Could be a technical problem, mathematical problem. Then you have to think a bit. Because thinking is for technological thing. Thinking is for solving all the, what they call, technological thing. That is related to maths, to science, and all those things. But when it comes to spiritual, you cannot think. If you think, the thought comes in, you cannot develop the enlightenment. Enlightenment is beyond thought. So the instrument you use is very important. So for spiritual, you don't. But to live life, to learn things, to understand things, like study or whatever, working and all things, then you need thought. During the time, use. But use it with understanding and wisdom. So that the user of thought, is not deluded. Otherwise, thought become wrong thought. So all this you will start to understand when you are mindful, when you are silent, etc. So this is how you slowly, slowly train, then straighten your view, then less thought. Train again, straighten your view, less thought. Then you become more and more heedful, more and more heedful. Then if in the retreat you can do it because you got no responsibility, no duty, you will see the mind that is so different. Then if you're lucky, the condition is right. Something may happen during this retreat. And then after that, you go back, your mind is different. Your mind can understand things very fast. That means you have insight, some form of insight. So this is how meditation can actually be developed. So silence, noble silence is very important. So noble silence is not only don't talk, internal chattering. The mental chattering, the mind that has this habitual tendency to command, to react, to arise the thought. So you see how heedless you are. But because retreat, like I say, you got no responsibility, you every time remind the thought, don't disturb you, because all this I will do after retreat. Then you write it down. So much of this thought-related thinking, you can do away already. Then you can tell yourself, I'm already here. Why must I think about what happened in the house? You are physically here. You cannot do anything. Unless emergency or what, then you receive the call. Then you want to make a decision to go back. It's different. But if no phone call, nothing, you just meditate. You just train your mind. That part can follow. Can understand? Okay, after you have done that, when you are most of the time silent, I tell you one secret. You'll be very surprised. We have that time when there is little or no thought. You just go out for a walk. After you sit, you feel like you want to come out. Instead of here, walk up and down. You just go out and have a walk. Well, last night I remember I was walking on the corridor there. This corridor and that corridor. I just walk. Until I'm very mindful. Then all of a sudden, my whole mindfulness is with my body. That's why I know walking is not what they tell me. I realize my whole body, my hand, my leg, all one with the mind. Then when I walk, all of a sudden, why? How come no thought on? Then body and mind as one, body and mind. And everything is like a flow. That's why when mindfulness comes, everything is like a flow. Then when my mind becomes the sati or pasati, mind in sati, that time very different. But that one not easy. That one you have to actually diligently train until it's very, very stable, then the condition fulfilled. Then you know what happens when my mind is in sati? Everything I see, my mind and the phenomena is one on. Everything I hear, my mind and the phenomena is one. Where it arises also, I know. Then, I start to understand, how come people cannot get it? Well, they don't know that the silent mind is the meditative mind. Well, the silent mind is actually very near to your true mind. But because the true mind can create thought very fast. So you are clouded by the thought it creates. So you never knew that there is another nature behind. When the thought is not active, when you are silent, the awareness just come out. So sometimes you have a glimpse of it. Like that day, I don't know whether it was me or who told me. But was, oh, you, Lian. Sister Lian or Alian. Sister Lian, sorry. She was walking. And suddenly the mind, he said, like another one behind Kuadil. It's not behind Kuadil. Because you walk, then that momentary one, I told her, zook, come out. And then she scared. Then we withdraw. Gone. Means momentary. Why do you want to scare? Why do you want to know? The thought is scared. We are thought scared of unknown. Thought is within the field of the known. Anything unknown, thought scared. Like you are caught unaware, lightning, there is fear. So fear is one of the negative mental state. The energy is very eerie. Then it makes you like fearful. So mindfulness is you walk. Don't try to know whether you are mindful or not. You just silent and walk. Walk until you're very graceful, until actually the best is the breath, the body and the mind, one. Then you realize, how come very graceful one? Then you turn, you move, very graceful. I remember that time with the mundane mind, very easy. Then everything I do, then I every day move my hand on. Every day I move my hand on. I very mindful. Then my mind, once anchored to this, I got clear awareness. That's why I last time when I move, a lot of my office colleagues, they say, hey, dear, why you every time move your hand like that? I say, because I'm practicing mudra. So actually it's developing awareness. Then he say, is this something like, they say, I don't know what they question me, I forgot. Because he saw me doing this. Then there was one, I think, client. After he came to know me for a while, one day we were having, I think, lunch. Then he asked me, hey, Tio, what you do when you are not working? I look at him, I said, I meditate. Huh? You meditate? How you meditate? Daily life, I said. Everything I do is meditation. He looked at me. Got like that one. I thought meditation sit on it. So that was how people react. No? And then I move my hand. No? Like that meditation? Ah? Because that is mindfulness. No? That is sati. No? So I said, never mind. I don't think you are ready to talk about this. I said, okay. Then he asked me further. No? When you meditate already, your mind how? You can fly. Ah? You can levitate. All these questions. No? Then I look at you. Wow, your meditation is different. I say, my one, no kung fu one, no kung fu one. Cannot see anything, cannot hear anything, cannot fly, cannot levitate one. I say, but I understand a lot of things. Then he asked me, what you understand? I understand who am I, what am I, what the thought is. He looked at me. He said, what do you mean by what the thought is? I said, you have been using your thought for so long, you don't know what your thought is. He looked at me. Thought only, think a lot. Every day also think, so much thing to do. Cannot, no thinking one, is it? Nothing one. Are you sure? I said, you try close your eye and silent. Cannot, he said, a lot of thought. Then I got one classmate. I think Mi Feng and Sui An know, Ao Ka Chin. Yeah, I went to his firm to work as a consultant in the private sector to test myself after I 1989, after 35 years old. Yeah, I wanted to come out and test in real life. Yeah, after I complete the thing in MBO, I was given the condition to help him because in the university he helped me before. Yeah? He lent me a motorbike, second year. I got an accident, bang. Then headlight broken, a few things broken, but can still drive back. But luckily the person who knocked that motorbike, he is a very, I think, kind person. He said, are you hurt? I said, no, my motorbike hurt. Oh, don't worry, he said, this is my cut. He said, I saw I got MD or somewhere. He said, you go and repair, whatever the cost, I bear, is it? Oh, say thank you. Oh, then I take the card back. So when I was driving that motorbike back, then I saw my this classmate. Okay, say, I want to return the motorbike. Oh, he looked at the headlight. He said, what happened? Oh, then you know what I say? I say, very sorry. I say, but don't worry. The owner who banged me, he said, there is a card. I say, wow, he saw MD. He said, wow, thank you so much. I say, I got a lot of things to repair. He go and repair. How much also I don't know. He go and build that guy. Then after that he become very close to me. You know. He become very close. Then I make an aspiration at that time. I say if in future he need help, I will help him. And you know what happened? All these classmates actually seldom come to my house for New Year. No? That year 1988, end of 88. Then 89 Chinese New Year. Somehow somebody decided to come to my house for New Year. So they all came. No? Yeah. Then when we were there, you know, 1989 that time. I think after recession, 86, 87, 88, everybody was like worried about no job and all. So, yeah. Suddenly he come. They were playing card and mahjong. Then all of a sudden, he mentioned, I need a very senior engineer. They all say, hey, recession, look for engineer. He said, no, I got a government job. He said, the company got a very big government job, design highway. Then he asked around. So nobody really pay attention. Then all of a sudden, I go and ask him. I say, why you need a senior engineer urgent? He said, yeah, very urgent. Because this job, if nobody do, government take back. Voila, that. So I say, okay, let me think about it. So after the next day, I reflect and contemplate. Then my nature tell me, hey, you should come out already. Test yourself. Go to a private sector, see whether the thing stir or not. Yeah. But I know it won't stir already. Anyway, because of that, I give him a call. I say, okay, I join you. Huh? He said, you join me? That time I in the government, I super skilled. No? everybody recession cut payroll, and I got promoted to first gear. So because of that, he feel funny. He said, sure or not? Yeah, he came to my office before. He know I got secretary, stand no water thing. You know. He said, I can't even afford you a room. You know. I said, I come and help you. He said, help you lah. I said, you don't worry about room. I said, the office very small at that time. So, what he did was, he said, how much is your salary? Then, I tell him the super scale. But that time, government super scale very low. No? All in with the perk, only 3,000 something. No? Then he go and calculate, oh, with the fee, I think I can pay you. Is it? I can afford you. Is it? So, I went over. No. Immediately, I went over. His company boom like anything. For that, I think 89 to 96, 7 years. The company makes so much money and they get so much job. And every year, give double increments, sponsorship, special bonus. Before I went there, cut pay, cut pay, cut pay. So he was very, then he was quite close to me. Then one day, he come and asked me, he said, you told that client that when you like meditate, your thought can stop one. He said, he tried like mad, cannot stop. I said, oh. Living beings who are heedless, the thought cannot stop one. So when you train here, you must have that understanding that it is because of the hindrance. Understand? Because you never determine to keep noble silent. So in a retreat condition, you can do it. Sometimes it helps. But if the condition is right, like that last time I came, I do this walking. I think I so mindful. Then when I come out and meditate, that sitting was so easy, you know, because that whole session of walking, that mindfulness, completely relaxed and silent, hardly any thought. Then when I came up, every movement was mindful. Then I just sat. Straight away I went into stillness, silent the mind, not in concentration, though. Then you know what happened? After about half an hour, all of a sudden, like, my essence of mind sense the silence of nature. Silence of nature, you know. Like, suddenly, very still. No vibration, nothing. But the mind is not in concentration. It's a free mind. Then it's like, no thought. Then that moment of no thought is so powerful. I still remember when it was there, that momentary one, that nature is so different. All of a sudden, no thought, but the essence of mind, like the whole universe and my nature is one. Then if I want to perceive or arise the thought to listen to any vibration, no matter how far, I can arise on. Then I can know like all the phenomena world, but without the concept one, because I realize it inside that stillness, that momentary only. Then after that, I was very amazed. I didn't know what was it. But I know something happened. Then after that, as I walk, all the dhammas I start to understand. That is when I connect back. That's but one moment only. But that one moment, later on, as I develop more understanding, I develop until the daily mindfulness very stable. Then many things actually happen. And it keep on happening, until 1989. I remember, 1989. Then I know I'm ready. Then I came out and joined this consultant. Then that time I told you I cannot read, you remember? The contract, oh, I cannot read. My mind here like, I don't know you call what. You can say gem. The moment I try to think, or try to read anything, or try to perceive anything, the fine suffering inside, I can feel it. So this thing happened over, I think, 9 months. Then after that, the Monday mind collapsed. That's why I supposed to come out and work so that he let me understand all this. Then before the collapse, that's why I only saw 9 months, my Monday mind, before it collapsed. Before that one, there was nobody to tell me that this thing will happen. I don't even know it will happen. That's why after that, I told my wife, there, I said, if it were to happen to you, before that, you better see the mundane mind and understand what this mundane mind is. There's a lot of things about the mundane mind. I can only recall back what actually the situation is. I still remember there were occasions after I have some form of understanding Dhamma, but the mundane mind haven't collapsed. That time, this mundane mind very funny. You know? You already know. No? You don't argue with people. You know? But during a discussion, some discussion, then they bring out a certain point. Yeah? This mundane mind initially can still actually hold on to what he say. You know? Then come back and still think about it. You know? Then, like, want an answer. You know? Next time, if I see him again, when he bring out this topic again, I will know how to answer him. Oh, this one all you thought on. Then I realize, what am I doing? How come this Sankara can still come on? Then I ready with the understanding, got condition do, no condition don't do. Don't even have to think, don't even have to plan. Then I start to develop the understanding of whatever discussion or whatever thing I do, finish. Means whether you understand, you don't understand, you agree, you don't agree, no different. It's like when I do sharing. Whether you agree, don't agree, follow, don't follow, your life, you decide. Oh. Then I realize after I do that, my sankhara different. No? My sankhara straight away like understand. No? Eh? No need to think. Then I realize a lot of things not worth thinking on. Then no need to think. No need to think. No. That's why I straightened my view. No? Then later on I contemplate and reflect. Then I know what the Buddha meant by see things as they are. No? Then I reflected and I realized people are just the way they are. No? So you accept them for what they are, you are at peace. That one was my breakthrough. That one I don't think any book write. You go and check and see. So because of that, that training becomes so different. No? Then after that, the mind continues to transform. A lot of things happen. Then after that, suddenly here, it just drops one layer of consciousness, the mind dies. When that one happens, the whole nature shines forth. That's how I become so different after that. Even until now, there is no mind inside there. I see things as they are, reality, every moment, every instant. Last time I remember, before it collapsed, there is something like locked inside there or not. My brain like cannot move or not. The energy or don't know what, I also not very sure that time. You cannot think or not. Then you cannot remember thing or not. Because the memory is not like before already. Actually later on I come to know the mundane mind about to collapse already. That's why the frequency, the vibration become very fine already, very fine. But it cannot make it collapse yet. But before it collapse, because this one very fine, it cannot behave like last time already. Then everything that mind is so sensitive. So that's why, as I went through that phase, luckily I came out to the private sector, otherwise I cannot test. Because, I missed out this part. The first 3 months, because I work for government, I never work for consultant. So consultant need to know design. So I have to learn all those things again. Then I realize a lot of meeting, a lot of foul deal. Then that time my mind somehow cannot read. So what I do? I just let things be. I just realize every time I look, then I realize I sit back. Then when I sit back, I realize that time the sankhara still move. Move. Because too many life information that you need to remember, it just move inside them, move like anything. Then I just silent, relax. Then I saw the thing slow down. Then finally, go back to that stillness, teng but no sound, stillness. Yeah. Then I return to my original state, that nature. That's how I come to know that don't go and fight the thought, don't go and do anything, just silent, relax. Then after that, when the thing continue and develop further, this part starts to happen, then collapse. I only saw for 9 months. So before that one, I didn't have the opportunity to see. Then I knew if I have had the condition to see, if somebody had told me this will happen, then you all will benefit more. Then I can describe to you exactly the Monday mind, what actually happened. But because at that time, I didn't know that these are important. So that is the nature, that is the condition. So this is what I can tell you is train your noble silence. Then straighten your view, develop your spiritual faculty. Then if you're lucky, like what I did, all of a sudden you walk until so mindful, then you sit. One moment of momentary cessation, you already change your lineage over already. Then after that, everything I read, I understand or no. I start to understand or no. Understand. Then after the Monday mind collapse, even the Mahayana teaching or no matter what it is, I can just understand or no. Okay. I think that part enough, What else I supposed to let you know? Silent mind. So you know how to train, Go and walk, go and contemplate, until you're very mindful. We are here, you don't have to worry about any worldly duties, understand? No? So make full use of that time. Then after that, silent. In the form of media. You go and try, then you tell me. When you are mindful, I tell you, meditation is very simple. You just sit up without a hindrance, you straight away enter stillness. Straight away silent. This one is a conditioned state. So in a retreat, you will experience this type of different type of mind, beautiful. But you go back to society, when you go back to your daily life, you are not able to do it because you got a lot of duty, a lot of information all coming in. Then you have to attend to a lot of things. So you need to stabilize this daily mindfulness. And then this stable daily mindfulness, when you stabilize it, then you see how you get deluded in daily life. Then only you can cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. So in the retreat, is to develop the condition so that you have the condition to go through that stillness or that insight and that to connect to your nature. Because that momentary cessation is very important. This is the third noble truth. The Buddha on the second turning said, this noble truth of the cessation of form and mind, which is Nibbana, that leads to the end of all suffering. Oh no, not all suffering. Cessation of form and mind. That leads to enlightenment, Cessation of suffering is fourth noble truth. He said there is a noble truth that talk about enlightenment. Suffering need not be. So this cessation of form and mind can happen. Understand not? So cessation of form and mind, when it happens, completely cease now, then you will realize that glimpse of Nibbana. Understand not? So that glimpse, when it happens, is very profound, very, very profound. So the Buddha said, this noble truth of the third noble truth, which is the noble truth of the cessation of form and mind, is to be realized. That moment alone you realize, you straight away, you change your lineage, you clear. Then after that, very funny, you will understand there is a true mind behind you. There is a pure nature behind you. There is the essence of mind behind you. And this one is not through knowledge or no. You insight into it, you realize. Then after that, because your daily mindfulness is there, I had that. Then everything I see, I understand or no. Then all the book, everything I start to understand. Then the Sakkaya Ditthi, very clear one. Then I start to see condition arising, causal phenomena. Then I start to understand why this form of mind, not me. Everything just come and then just stabilize. Then after the Monday mind collapse, it become more clear, more clear, more clear, more stable. Then I can tell you more things because this one can see a lot clearer, a lot deeper into phenomena. So because of that, all this understanding allow me to develop the contemplative understanding to put them into words and share with you. Understand? All this that I come to know, I never read anywhere, I tell you. There are some basic Dhamma inside the scripture. But when you don't have the ability to insight into it, when your mind is not transformed, all those Dhamma you cannot understand. Like the Mahayana Sutta, all the Heart Sutta and all the Sutta, you know they are for who? For enlightened one. So, before you enlighten, you cannot understand what they say. Like form is emptiness, emptiness is form. It doesn't make sense to most of you. But when your mind transforms, that was what it is. Just like the mountain on, Kan San Si San, Kan San Pu Si San. Then later on, mountain still mountain. All this thing you understand. But if you read that scripture before your this transformation, even Yun Chan also asked a few times, what do you mean by sea mountain, mountain, then sea mountain, no mountain? Then asked me to explain again. Actually, I explained many times already, but not easy. Because the normal mind that don't have the ability can never understand. Where you somewhere use word to understand, no. So it's very difficult. Certain people with certain amount of cultivation and like understanding, they can roughly know that, yeah, this is possible. I think can. Then it becomes like knowledge, understand? But not until you really have the direct seeing, you can never understand what that thing is, understand? Means you know you cannot do, understand? Because it's not really insight into yet. It's not something that you really 100% confirm to your insight. It's always like that. Sugar is sweet. Let's say you never tasted sugar before. I tell you sugar is sweet. You cannot understand. Then people describe, you put into coffee, you put 1 cube, like that sweet. You put 2 cube, like that sweet. But let's say you never drink before. You only imagine the word in there. Then later on, let's say one day you tasted the real white sugar. Then what happened? Oh, sugar is sweet, yes. No need to describe anymore, understand? Because tasted it already, understand? The Dhamma is the same, understand? Before you taste, the word like subject to a lot of interpretation, understand? You put milk also sweet, but another type of sweet, understand? So, when you really tasted it, there is no question. Okay? So, with that, I think enough, you all can start. So, what is it? Yes. Yes.
Brother Teo.
Yes.
When you do formal meditation,
yeah,
is listening to mantras,
yes,
considered not a noble silence?
Oh, this one depends. You see, if you perceive it, it's not a noble silence. Answer. If you aware, noble silence. You understand? It's like the TV, remember I told you? Suddenly one day I come back because my mindfulness was so stable so far. I on the TV. I really don't believe. I saw the whole TV set. Like all the, everything move. No word or not. Then I say, how come like that? And I can be mindful. The nature is with that whole thing. But there is no perception, no memory of what is going on. That's all. Everything just run. And very fast. That's why after that, I start to understand what direct seeing is. Then I really see the whole thing, but no words, no label, nothing. Then later I see flower, I see furniture, I see building. I can just like, wow, look at the whole thing like so beautiful. Because you see everything, you don't see the word, then you think you see already. Then there is no perception. But later on, after you clear already, when you want to live life, you can see and yet allow the thought to explain to you all this. beauty and all this. Can, you can let it come out. Understand? We are your nature, not deluded by it already. Understand? You understand what this thing is. Eh? So you don't have to reverse back. Understand? So this hearing or chanting, you see, what the Maya do is a meditation object. Understand? Because it's a four-how. Four-how means Buddha's name. Understand? Or you chant Namo Kwan Sing Pusa, like the morning chanting one. Kwan Ying Pusa, Kwan Ying Pusa, they were chanting. So when they chant, it's actually developing the faith. Understand? The Buddha's name, they have a lot of faith. Understand? Then every time you recite, what happens? Your mind is anchored to the mantra. Understand? Or to that four how. Understand? That mantra that you chant, you repeat it like you do walking meditation. Understand? With the saddha, virya, because you have saddha, virya. Then you do until one day, the mind and the chanting as one. No one to chant. Understand now? That is sati. That is the silent mind. Then there is no perception already. Then you chant until there is no verbal chanting, no chattering also. But inside your brain, somewhere at the back here, that chanting start on. Understand now? Like some activity inside there. But it's not from you. No? The true essence of mind don't chant, silent. But it can be one with this fellow. Understand? That was what happened to me during the earlier. I was listening to this chanting tape, Kuang Ching Lao Ho Sang. They talk about how he became enlightened, Kai Si Lu. Behind the talk, there is this background chanting. Amitofo, Amitofo, Amitofo. So I was listening to the talk. But because of that background music, it's like somehow it clicked. No? Because in the past, I must have this mantra chanting. I must have trained in this type of meditation. Then all of a sudden, one day, I was not listening to this tape. No? I went out the car, I drive. All of a sudden, this Amitofo thing behind my brain here start. No? As I am driving, no? Then I say, how can I drive? If I drive, sure accident. No? Because that thing is just aware, no? No perception, nothing. No? So I stop somewhere. The moment I stop somewhere, I silent. Oh, that nature and the thing is one. No? That's why I know Mahayana, that one also can develop the spiritual faculty and become enlightened. So when you are one with the thing, that is sati. Understand? No? Like you hear the chanting. You hear until no one to hear. Understand? No one to hear means what? Mind and mantra is one. Understand? No? But some... Yes.
Matthew, if we suddenly hear a new chanting, no matter whether Mahayana, Sanskrit, or Pali chanting, we just attracted to it, and then we aware of it, but we don't understand the meaning. Does it mean we don't perceive, but we aware and we listen and we pay full attention to it?
That one is not bad, actually. That one is better, because it's just like the baby. Don't understand. But you hear, understand? But because your heart, because in the past, you have actually followed this type of tradition or meditation or heard this type of chanting before, understand? Then you will be interested. It's like something familiar to you, understand? Then you will listen attentively, understand? Because this life, you didn't study the language, understand? Because you are not born there, understand? But you will have an interest or not. Just like the first time I heard about this Pali chanting Namo Tassa, like my heart opened up. It's just like I heard this before. No? Then I pick it up very fast. That time I also didn't know the meaning. So without the memory and the perception interfering, it is more towards the awareness side, but not fully aware, because it's not that the mind is completely one with it. Understand? Because you feel curious about this chanting, so the thought is still there. So I cannot understand, but I appreciate. But the one that really listen one with it one is silent, completely silent. And this one, you will pass through one. There is one phase of the cultivation. You will go to, and your mind is like that one. That's why you understand what that direct seeing and what that sati is one with that thing.
So, Bhatia said this is very near to the awareness near, and very near very to the sati.
Because the perception don't come in and interfere, understand? Yeah, but you still got other sankara, understand? You still curious, understand? You want to know, but you cannot understand. So this is not really completely like a baby. Because you got knowledge, man. You try to figure out what language is it. Is it English? The thought. It's nothing to do with English. Is it Tamil? Not Tamil. Then you cannot understand. Then you ask. People say Pali. You go and check up. After you check up, you got knowledge already. You cannot. You listen with the knowledge already. So it's always like that. But when you listen with sati, silent, completely silent, initially you don't worry. Initially you just chant, understand? Chant. The Pali thing just chant. Chant until one day, no one is chanting. The whole thing come out, but no one is inside there chanting. Understand? Means that chanting, the verbal thing come out, understand? But the awareness is with the vibration, understand? Where you have to trigger, like I speak, or you chant, your vibration come out. When your vibration come out, your nature can be with it or not. But when you chant with the thought, the memory is there. You know the meaning, you perceive them, you understand them. But when the memory and the thought is not there, means what? Pure awareness. The awareness, silent mind, with the thing as one. Understand? So one day you chant until like Karaniya, Metta, Sutta, you don't know the meaning on. Just the whole thing come out. Then inside your heart, a lot of joy on. Just one with it. That one.
But it's inside the heart, no verbal out on. It's inside.
Also same, because there is mental chattering, understand? So mental vibration inside there. So if you silent, because our brain sometimes is, I think, conditioned, understand? When it's conditioned, if you have repeated it for too long, sometimes you no need to chant, it come out. You realize that? Like you sing song, sing long already, no need to sing, that song come out by itself. During that time, yes, you silence your mind and allow that thing to come out. Then one with it. Yes, that is awareness. That is sati. Yeah, when you silent everything, mind is with that. Just with that. Yeah, that is sati. Correct. What you say is very good. You look at this book, then that thing come. So you cannot look, right now. Cannot look means what? Your attention is up there, understand? Okay, wait. You can do only one thing at a time. You say, you are reading the chanting book, if I not get you wrong. Wait. You are reading the chanting book. So you use your seeing consciousness to perceive, your memory to read. Then you say you chant. Understand? Then after that, something come out. Understand? You see, you listen. Very simple. Your mind can only do one thing at a time, correct? When you chant, this vibration come out. So when this vibration come out, if you are aware, silent, the awareness can be with it. But if your chanting condition your brain to have another chanting up there, then you have to decide what you want to do. You want to continue to be aware of what you chant, or this vibration, you silence your mind with it. Understand? No. Off and on, like you say, as you chant, then the thing up there means you must have perceived it. Understand? You must have either aware of it or perceive it. Understand? When you are aware of it and perceive it, that time is a little bit more like sati, understand now? But the moment you come out and chant again, means you perceive through memory, then you, through your speech, understand now? Your chanting, you create this out. But if you have awareness as you speak, then you can hear your own sound, understand now? It's like I hear my own snoring, understand now? Well, that consciousness arrives, the awareness is there, understand now? Even when I lie down here to meditate, I can hear one sound. Finish. Then after a while, and I hear it clearly. Understand or not? You think I sleep? I didn't sleep. Then what you all do, if I silent, I can know one. Understand or not? But no point. Understand or not? What for I want to know?
I was at Himalaya doing my dana, and I didn't know Ananda that I used to dana with. Because it's from Sri Lanka, so his chanting is quite different.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I find it very difficult to follow his chanting. But after my India trip, I came back. The first time I came back to India, I went to do dana. I got this feeling going. I was the only one who did dana there that day, on Tuesday. My dad is always on Tuesday. So he said, oh, just your back.
Yeah.
Come, let's chat. I said, okay. And because it's a lack of couple of Tuesdays, so I'm definitely way back. But the minute I sit down and I was chanting, I was struggling for the first 3 minutes. The chant was quite long, 2 minutes. But suddenly something took over. I was in hurt, almost, almost harmony. Because he has a very funny tone, and very difficult to match his tone. Suddenly I was in complete tone with him, and I could...
That is sati. Because you follow that vibration. The awareness is just with that. That is not you chanting. There is no one to chant. But the awareness is aware of his vibration. So that's why when you listen, you're silent, you can have this type of consciousness, this type of awareness. Because the mind is one with it, without the thought interfering. You see, mindfulness is the awareness before the knowing. The moment it has perception, it has sankara, it's no more mindful. So chanting also same. You chant until no one to chant. And then the nature means the awareness and the vibration is one. Yes.
So when I chant in harmony with it, because I don't really know how to chant in Sri Lanka, the pronunciation is quite different from Taliban. But I find that I can actually pronounce it very well. I was well aware of that. And at the same time, I have a rapture.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Venerable Ananda didn't turn back and look at me, not even once.
Yeah.
He just carried on chanting, and I was carrying on. I was the only one chanting, crying and chanting. So, when it was over, it took me a while to calm down. And then when I went and see him, he was having his lunch. He said, Joyce, is because you do your dana with no intention of getting married.
Yeah. Very sincere.
Whether I'm here or not, or Bhante is there or not, you are always here. Every Tuesday to do the dana. And of course, the Indian trip did help me a lot. So my question to Bhante is, I have never really done a noble silence retreat before, and you know I'm chanting. So if I incorporate chanting as and when I want to, is that
not a problem? Not a problem. Chanting, based on what you describe, very likely where you see your tears come out. Past life, you have done that type of chanting before. You were born in Sri Lanka before, very likely. Monk. Chanting. Yeah. Otherwise you cannot. Understand not? The language that you don't know, yet you cry. Like Polian like that. Karyana Metta-sutta, start already. I asked her, after she become conscious again, Sivadio, I also don't know what happened. Is it? After that, I bo tai chi wan, is it? Understand? But, Achui, when is it? Achui can feel her grief, no? Understand? And she really described when he was crying, because she can feel it, really grief. You know what he say in Hokkien, no? Sangha si lao pe, si lao bu, ga si ang, no? Like the parent pass away or the husband pass away, like that. You see sad or not? But immediately stop, wo tai chi wan, no problem. It's like she is normal again. The conscious mind don't understand. The conscious mind say, I know I got this problem. Every time those vibrations that come out, I cannot take. This thing will happen. But he got no control. He later on she tried to control, try to suppress. I said, don't let it come out. Otherwise you suppress. Then you cannot overcome it as well. Then you do what you have to do. That's why I teach her, you ask for forgiveness, repentance. Then determine to follow advice of the Buddha. Do all this so that you will develop the merit, the meritorious section. Then you make aspiration. Then for causes and conditions to be free from this karmic obstruction. Then you will actually break through the karmic obstruction. Then you can actually progress. The first retreat, Namo Tassa only cry like anything, you ask them and say, at least this time, fourth day only, metta, karaniya metta sutta only trigger. Before that, cannot, no, he stabilized. When he was in my house, two days, he stabilized already. She came and thanked me, he said, yeah, but you're lucky, thank you. He said, after I do repent, obviously, that over the months, almost a year already, I think. He said, she stabilized, then she keep coming, Tuesday, he said, I like your house, he said. The energy very good, he said. He said, every time he come, he like to attend the our Theravada chanting, the simple one. Every time I chant, Namo Tassa. Last time, Namo Tassa, he cry anything, panic. Then now he like, he said, and the closing puja, Akasa Tachi Vumata, he said he like it. Because you ask for forgiveness, repentance, then she's sincere, she's very sincere, she really want. She has been to so many retreats, she told me one. Say, brother, cannot let it out. Certain retreat, I think she was asked to get out. Because very frightening one, she said. Like last night, after he cried, how loud? Then the two nuns at the back asked, I think, who are Miss Lee and who are? You are Miss Lee and Mifo. He said, you may have got problem. Very loud. Yes, very loud. Can. Never mind. I think okay lah. After that, only go dinner lah.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Just now you're talking about the chanting. When you all chant the, actually before you all chant the great compassionate mantra, actually my whole body is actually in sati. And there were a lot of energy. And you know very well, I don't know chanting and I don't do chanting. Actually, I don't know the words. So, but inside me, actually these words is in me already, the inner self.
Correct.
But
that, I don't know how to chant. That is what sati is.
Yeah.
You don't understand, but never mind. That thing, one with it. Then because she got this ability to connect. That's why up there, I think, rejoice then. One of the Kuan Yin manifestation through the vow and all the things, I think must have went in. And then she start her mudra, I saw. I saw her mudra, I saw Pulian's mudra.
So, you see, as your chant, actually I mimic only, but deep inside this heart already have the chanting starting. Without you all started, I already inside here starting. So when your chant, so the mudra came, so then after that, I can actually hear her crying.
Yes.
So then the thing come to me that the mudra, and then after that, the reason why I think they request this this chanting is because mainly it's because of her.
Yeah, to help
because
her.
Because after you finish, then the whole thing actually, the thing is actually clearing her. Because this thing, when I do, I'm very conscious, but I know what they're doing. It's not me I'm doing.
They are using her body.
So it's clearing her. So the strange coincidence.
Then the information somehow came. She like understand that. What was it you say? She will be okay.
I asked her that the first thing you have to do, you go back, is you must pay respect to Chin Sao Kunyam.
Then repentant.
And then what she need to do is to repent. So I gave her the message before she left. So the coincidence is what happened is actually in the bath, that's the first chanting that you play. You know, when the first time I hear this chanting, I was actually in tears. I was in tears and in joy. I was very joyful. I was full of tears, but nobody knows. So the thing is, when I hear this chanting, I was telling myself, like something very familiar.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this lifetime I don't know how to chant. So, so coming back to this, when I hear this, I say, hey, this chanting again. So, you know, that's why I think what brother here say when you're in sati, it actually is nobody
it's
is
inside,
chanting is the is your true mind that is
the
doing
true mind. The awareness is aware of the vibration, mind and the thing as one.
Okay,
no
thank
thought.
You for giving me the time.
Always just remember sati, no thought. That's why as you walk, don't try to know. Trying to know is what? The thought try to know. When the thought is active, you cannot get into rhythm. You walk until like I told you, that sitting, I find it so easy to sit. Then all of a sudden, that stillness comes. The silence of nature comes. Like suddenly, shift of consciousness becomes so still. So clear, and like your nature is one with the entire existence. Then like everything within that existence, all the phenomena, all the vibration, or you want to know, you can know. Understand? Anywhere, how far also, you want to know, you can know. But only within that moment of cessation. One with it. When I say you want to know, means the thought arises already. Understand? But I come out only, I come to know. Understand? When I'm out of the meditation also, I come to, where I have to use word to express to you. But at the moment when I was inside, I was one with everything. Then suddenly, there is this nature inside there tell me, what is this? If I can be one with everything, means if I want to know anything, I can know. The moment that nature tell me that, I tried, the silent mind tried. Really, how far also it can hear the way, and what part of vibration also, like the whole of the oneness is one of you, together with your nature. Then when it sees that moment, no thought, nothing, consciousness also nothing, one glimpse, no sound. After that, you enter that what they call consciousness, that awareness, just that awareness. It's like the true mind, the pure awareness, and the one with everything. No knowing. But you want to know, you can know. Then the cessation one come out again different. That one is the three area of consciousness break up. Then one part go back to your brain, one part go to your tan tien, one part go to your heart. There's like three area of consciousness. But when you die, these three area of consciousness come back into one. Then it come out of the body. Then you go into cessation, the whole consciousness disappears. Even pure awareness, true mind, everything disappears, nothing, cease. That's why you cannot talk, no word, nothing, no mind, beyond thought, beyond mind. Even pure awareness also don't have. That one is different, that one is nibbana. So, you cannot understand now, don't try to understand now. When you go through, you will understand. Okay? We better break for dinner, 5:30, no, 5. Oh, one more. Okay. Pa Ma Sui, I know. Just now he hijacked you.
Hello? I think after a few discussion, I think I understand what I want to ask. I got the answer.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
It's actually an experience. Actually, I went to a chanting session. It's a Tibetan chanting. And that nun just asked us to silence our mind and sit in a meditation in a mode. Set ourselves. After that chanting, I feel very calm. And then the next day, the whole day, the work is very smooth.
Very good.
When I drive home, suddenly, actually, I'm on the road. I feel like stopping at the road. Then the whole
the vibration,
burst of joy, the vibration, everything come
out. Sadhu.
Actually, I cannot understand.
When was it?
That nun from...
No, how many years ago?
Just recently, this brother Sui An asked me to go.
Oh, sadhu.
Ani Choy Ying.
Sadhu.
So it was like the whole thing burst. I almost to stop my car by the
luckily
side.
Luckily, you asked. luckily you heard all this. Actually, it's for you.
I was very happy until today. I was very happy about that function. Because sometimes you recall the experience is so nice.
That's why
I keep on chanting.
During that time, the nature will know. That's why it bursts in joy. Because the awareness is different. Means actually, that was the connection. No? That moment of experience will make your mind very different. But because you don't have people who can guide you and tell you and explain to you, that's why you cannot, they say, you cannot, what they call, make head or tail of it.
I don't know what is it. So, I after I came back, I still tell Brother Sui An, I said, I really have a burst of joy.
Sadhu.
Actually,
let's rejoice.
It's like the opposite of what
yeah,
that lady
opposite of Chui.
Yes.
Chui one is different one. Chui
so
is this one.
I more or less understand what is it
going on. And it's from the heart one. Aware.
You just suddenly, it's really joyful.
Very joyful. Sadhu. That's why she asked you all to silent, isn't it?
Yes, she asked us to silent and just listen.
The key is silent. That's why I want you to learn noble silence. If you retreat also cannot be silent, you go outside how to be silent. One more. Maybe skip dinner. Pass to her.
Brother, I just want to ask you, because one of my retreat, when I drink walking the time, I always hear ringing sound. After that, I can hear some mantras and all, which actually in Chinese I don't understand also. So usually when the teacher will tell me not to interrupt at this time, they will ask me to just note in it, that's all only. So, I don't know what to react to it now, whether to...
Who note? The thought note, based on what you report, based on my understanding, roughly, I can guide you, roughly, because these are the meditation you did before, in Mandarin, because you try to develop the so-called mindfulness walking meditation, then there is a condition that can allow you to connect, but nobody advises you, So that's why as you walk, when the condition is near, this vibration starts, the nature will know, create for you. But you don't know how to silence. If you know how to silence, you just silence. Stop walking, silent. Then your nature will be one with it. Because you panic. The teacher say, don't do anything. Forget about that, walk. And then the other one is, note. You die, note. Who note? Thought note. Thought cannot be aware, understand? Note means what? Hearing. You finish already. Who is hearing? The thought say hearing. How can you be one with that thing? You just silent. Like what the nun tell her. Why don't know how to silent? Every time must note. You want to do sati, you go and note. I ask you, can you do sati when you note? You sure cannot lah. Who is noting? Well, the thought is actively noting. Hearing, and try to know what the thing is. You try to know, finish it. Well, the thought has perception. Try to perceive. What is this? Like earlier on, Ingbi, never heard before. You better know Pali ma. Tamil, not Tamil. then not English. So the mind try to know, no, no. You curious means that mind is active, but if it's just silent, then you allow that vibration and the mind as one to tell you what it is, then you will connect. Then you have done it before, you will know, like very familiar. Then you chant until the mind and the thing as one. Oh, then she will experience a burst of joy and all things like Paramahansa. Because that is real sati. When there is real sati without thought, your awareness and your consciousness is very powerful. That's why I say even one moment of awareness without the three evil root of greed, hatred and delusion is a pure thought. Understand? You know that pure thought, your merits, how high and all. The living beings who are deluded, they heedless, continuously produce thought, and every thought is never a pure thought, understand not? Because every thought is egoic, understand not? Oh, very good. Don't have to worry whether pure thought, because when you are sincere, it will have its effect. Well, that time you were really sincere, understand not? You want to help. So because of that, you felt the thing, understand not? Then also up there, must have helped you, understand not? Otherwise, you cannot have that type of aura and energy that come to you, understand? Because you say through your this feeling is very near to awareness, understand? You can feel her sorrow, means very near to awareness. Means your mind that time you have sati, understand? Then you are so sincere. Then at that moment where you can feel, they help you. They send the energy down. Then you like an aura, cover yourself. Then, zoom, he stopped crying. Understand? Like the thing went in, stopped crying. That's why they are trying to help her, actually. Because she is very sincere. Then, when she was crying, I sent my pure wish to. I said, may she recover. Because I know it's coming. And it's all connected. I cannot see anything. I don't know who are there also. I also don't know. But I can feel their presence. Then from the way things happen, you know, anything they want to know, they condition you to tell me. Then after that, I will do. That's why this morning, I do a totally different morning chanting of puja. I give metta. Because that come about was because the sister Anne, she can see. We had last time, previous life, she from Deva Plains. Still got a lot of good friends out there. Okay. Oh. No need. Don't need. Let her talk. Yeah. Loving kindness. Metta. Yes. They were very happy. Karuna. Mantra. Joyce. Half an hour, no wonder. Well, luckily she came out and told me. She said, May say, up there send message to her. Well, I say like that. Okay lah, we fulfill lah. Then who know how to chant? Everybody say, I don't know how to chant. Then they say, Ing Bi, might know how to chant. Then luckily, later on, she came out. Then I asked her, what happened? Then he mentioned the word compassionate mantra. So it's not Karaniya Metta Sutta. It's the Da Bei Zhou. Da Bei Zhou. And you know what she saw? She saw there's a lot of Deva inside here. But the non-human that have a lot of suffering is up there, they cannot come down. Understand? And he can feel them. Then you know what she did? She just don't want to see, don't want to know. Because if she want to know, she can see. She don't want. She's just silent. Then after that, because she told me that, that's why this morning I straight away I know they're waiting for Mary. You know what she tell me? They are suffering, relative. They really suffering. That's why after I send that thing up, she can felt that they were full of joy. Because these are from their past life. They have this, very likely is not many life back of just before this life, she was also one of the deva. Otherwise, you cannot have this type of ability. You cannot. Yeah. No wonder they have to go through me. Because you are mtengwa. You know what Joyce did or not? She came and tell me, "Brother, can we after the 9:15, we a few of us do chanting here?" I said, "Can, go ahead." Then for two nights, I see no chanting. No. I say, "What happened to your chanting?" "They all go sleep." Then he said, "I go and get them last night. I don't know you were chanting. Also didn't chant." Not following the bar. They expected this retreat long ago, almost a year ago. That's why everything is, they already knew, they waited. Everywhere I travel is like that one. The beings there know already. Mifong, No, these are not deva. These are suffering beings. Suffering beings. The very likely are those peta and all those things. Suffering. They cannot get married. They cannot get married. That's all. Because very likely not related or don't know why. Hey, not easy. Because when they chant, it's the vibration only. That's all. And the vibration, they cannot come near. That's all. That's all. Then when they hui xiang, you don't know how to rejoice, you don't get. So that morning, I keep on emphasizing on rejoicing. I went out, I talked, I reminded them when I was outside. I said, it's very easy to get married. And I said, you just have to rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. Don't go and continue to allow the suffering to disturb you. Understand? Just rejoice. Understand? What people do, you rejoice. There is merits already, understand? But they don't know, understand? They want to come down, cannot come down. They want married, cannot get married, understand? So these are beings that are trapped for quite a while, and very sorrowful, and felt it. He said, "Ratio, oh, they really suffer." And all these devas are also trying to play their part, play their role, and help. So that's why there is all this condition. But don't go and tell people. After they say, crazy retreat. Yeah, lah, you talk karaniya metta. Never mind, it's okay. So now we know already, we break for dinner. You almost half an hour lost already. Hey, no problem. Okay, we pay respect the usual Thai star, Arahang. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango sanghang namami. Okay, thank you. You can go for your dinner.
Thank you.